This is MSO News Sports, and it's that time of year again. I'm Rick Moore, joined now by Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen. Coach, welcome back, and how you doing?
I am doing great, Rick. How are you?
Okay. It kind of creeps up on you. I know that it's been 8 or 9 months, and tell me a little bit about those 8 or 9 months since last we talked. What have you done football-wise and otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's not any different from any program, I don't think, that's out there. It's a lot of time spent in the weight room, a lot of time on the field getting conditioning in and making sure our bodies are ready to take on the season. The sport of football certainly has many physical demands, among others. You know, there's obviously the mental aspect of it, and it tests your resolve, but physically you have to be prepared, certainly, to take on the demands of the season. So our guys spent a lot of time doing that. And then obviously handling the other things that you got to do, the academics, and try to enjoy as much time as you can with the family outside of the season too. I had a wedding too. I got married.
Okay. All right.
That was probably the biggest thing in my off season. but that was it. A little bit of time with Mrs. Coach and my stepdaughter there too, Olivia. So we. We've had a good time, but we're eager for the season for sure.
Yeah, that's very exciting, and I know that football coaches spend all year round coaching one way or another. Final question, I think, about last year, Colin, the send-off for seniors in terms of graduation and so on. Can you tell me a story or two about how that worked out for some of your kids?
For them, it's finishing up the school year. It's an exciting time. Being that I don't work in the building, I don't see it. In those seasons outside of the fall, but I am able to kind of follow up, watch them as they go through all those big moments, the proms and the graduations, and then obviously the send off to college. Many of them are involved in football or other athletics at the next level, and then we got a bunch of them that are pursuing their careers, and that's awesome too.
All right, come.
Really just proud of what all of them have become and what they're going to become as they continue to grow.
Yeah, it's amazing watching that stuff. All right, coming into the season now, besides the integration of the new kids, and I don't know how that works in a school the size of Amesbury, how many new faces, fresh faces, are there, generally speaking, each year coming in?
We generally operate at around 10 bodies per grade level.
Mm-hmm.
That's like kind of our earmark there, and if we can get double digits in any single class, we feel that it's a pretty deep class, pretty big class. Our junior class, for instance, this year that's our only double digit class. The other ones are between 8 and 10, But I think we got some quality. I talked to some other coaches, and a lot of programs I think are around the same size as us, but they maybe have some issues with commitment or attendance. Of the 38 guys we had when we started, we picked up two new guys as well and who have moved into the district since we started. So we're at an even 40 right now, 100% attendance. Guys
excellent.
Are going up, guys are committed, and we feel that if we have that type of buy-in, it'd be great to have 80 kids, 70 kids, whatever some of these larger programs have, but ultimately you only put 11 on the field at each level. And we feel that if we got 40 very committed guys who are willing to be coached, we can achieve some pretty good things.
Oh, I would say, and there are schools with much bigger populations that would be happy to have that many people as well committed to the program. Coach, in terms of starting the season off and getting ready to go, for the kids, I know there's probably a lot of chalk talk. There's probably talk with parents. There's talk with the kids. Probably, getting your captain squared away if you've done that already, and have them talk to the younger kids. What is it like in terms of rules? And by that I mean you've got the MIAA overlooking everything, and then you have the. The Amesbury rules in particular, from the athletic director.
Yep.
And then you have your own rules as a football coach. What's the integration like for that in terms of explaining it to maybe some of the younger kids?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, what it comes down to, like, as a program leader, you know, whatever it is that you're coaching, whatever it is that you're doing, your own program rules should and have to overlap with all of those other rules, right? Like, if there's anything that's in contrast or maybe, like, it doesn't cover it with the broader umbrella, and those rules become, you know, it's, well, we got to comply to that because it's what the state says, mm-hmm. that's what the school says. Whatever those rules are, those are our program rules as well, and it makes things a little bit easier for us. There's no delineation between who's asking for things to get done the right way. We just know that there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things, and the expectation in our program is those, you know, those, wherever the bar is set, whatever's being asked, it gets done the right way.
Okay, so
I think if you keep things black and white, that's pretty simple for our kids.
I was looking at it the wrong way. I was looking at it from top down, but actually it's from bottom up.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get down to business now. Tell me about what's going on this first week. Have you selected captains yet?
Might have gone through a bad spot. Give me.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Take your time. Let me know when you can hear me.
I think you're good right now. I can hear you now.
Okay. Very good. All right. So let's back it up. As I was saying, you know, I was looking at the rules the wrong way. I was looking at it from top down, but it's actually from program up. Whereas you simplify it, everything in your rule book covers all the other stuff, so that makes sense. Now, I want to ask you about this year's team. You've had such fantastic success. What's the agenda for this first week or so, and have you picked your captains yet?
Yeah, we did. The kids voted on it on day three. We had a couple days where we kind of give all seniors an opportunity to showcase their leadership abilities. Very happy with the direction that the program decided to go. We got two captains. One, DJ DiCarlo, plays running back and inside linebacker this year for us. Played a little bit outside last year, but we're moving him down inside. And then Nolan Vient plays in the offensive and defensive line. Very happy with both of those guys. They're great football players, and they're great competitors and great kids. So they're doing a great job of leading our program right now, setting the tone for everything.
Take me through what it's like now at the end of, I believe this is the first full week of practice, and what's going on coming up?
Yeah, well, first scrimmage available day is tomorrow. So we're going down, we've since I took over and before then, we've always been meeting up with Coach Abrams down at Greater Lowell for our first practice scrimmage. So we're doing that again, and that's great because they got a pretty big program. They always get some good bodies that challenge us physically. So looking forward to getting some reps on films just so we can start to evaluate some of that stuff, because for a lot of these young guys, I think that's the biggest difference. You can tell kids what they're doing and tell them the right way to do it, but I think there's major breakthrough when they actually see. So that's going to be big for a lot of our guys, because they haven't gotten many varsity reps, haven't gotten an opportunity to really analyze their own technique, their own alignment, and how they're executing certain things that we ask them to do. So I'm very excited to get that on film and start to get in the lab and break some of that stuff down. And then after that, we're into our game scrimmage week. We're going to be matching up with Saugus and Arlington in a three-way down there at Saugus mm-hmm. on Friday. And then before you know it, we're into a game week, and it's all eyes on Essex Tech.
Yeah, it's incredible how it goes. Finally, Coach, we'll talk names later, I hope, and what will be many more conversations this year, and I appreciate all the help you gave us last year. But for you personally as a coach, I know when I was teaching this time of year, just before school started, I couldn't wait to look at the roster of my classes, and I got so excited about that first day. Are there still, I don't know if they're butterflies or anticipation or something like that, were you, I don't know how often you do it or how many years you're at this thing, but will you really start to get excited for this thing to get underway?
Yeah, I mean, it is certainly exciting. And I would say, as much as I love teaching, the sport of football probably excites me a little bit more if I had to rank it. But but I am excited to get my classes in there. And, you know, you see the rosters. I know I have some familiar faces in there, but excited to see kind of how the classes gel, what type of collective personality they kind of develop, because that's the fun part about teaching. And you get the same thing with teams. You know, there becomes an identity of teams. They develop that collective personality, and it's fun to be a part of that.
All right, next time we talk, Coach, I'm going to ask you to give me an anecdote about one unexpected thing maybe last year that happened to you or your team that you just weren't ready for, but it turned out to be pretty good. I want to get one of those personal stories as a coach, because you got a million of them. I know that.
Yeah, certainly.
Okay.
All right, I'll think about that, Rick, and I'll be ready for you.
All right, Colin, have a great week. We'll talk to you very, very soon. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks so much.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. That is Colin McQueen, who is the Amesbury High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.